This is KTEP News In Depth. I'm Angela Cocherga. For many El Pasoans, it's a date we'll never forget, August 3rd, 2019. On that hot summer day, a 21-year-old gunman from North Texas drove 600 miles to El Paso. He would tell police after his arrest he wanted to kill, quote, Mexicans, and he picked a busy Walmart just off I-10. The final death toll was 23 people. Dozens were injured. The last victim, beloved soccer coach Guillermo Memo Garcia, died 9 months after the attack in a hospital. He had multiple bullet wounds in his back. The youngest victim, 15-year-old Javier Rodriguez. The oldest was 83-year-old Ramon Flores. Two young parents, Jordan and Andre Anchondo, died shielding their baby. That little boy is now nearly 6 years old. He's growing up without his parents, and some say justice as the state of Texas's death penalty case stalled. Four district attorneys later, families of those killed and survivors may finally see the end to the case, a plea deal that removes the death penalty. KTEP's Aaron Montes has been covering the case since the beginning, and I spoke to him about the latest developments.
The El Paso County District Attorney's Office has offered him and his attorneys a plea agreement where if he pleads guilty to capital murder, he'll get life in prison, and in return, he forfeits his right to an appeal and to any kind of parole in the future.
This case, I mean, the victims have been waiting for justice for a long time. El Paso's District Attorney James Montoya and his opponent running for that office last fall both promised to seek the death penalty. So what happened?
That's right, Angela. When he took office, he began meeting with survivors and families, and a vast majority of them said that they wanted some kind of end to this case. Some did express that they wanted him to pursue the death penalty, but as he iterated to the press and to myself, a majority of them wanted this to end. And here's what he had to say.
The gratitude that was expressed by multiple families, I mean, only confirmed to me that this is the right decision, this is the correct decision. Speaking to them, I will tell you, gave me even more confidence that this was the right decision.
Montoya also said that he could secure a guilty verdict from a jury and also get a jury to sentence him to death. But he did say that it would be an obstacle to find a jury that's not biased in El Paso, and it would have maybe gone to another location, another court, which would mean more time, which means more time for people to have to wait.
Plus, some of these victims, relatives, and the survivors, we can't forget there were survivors, probably would have been called to testify, and that would have been painful and dragged on even more.
Right, and have to relive just what they experienced or, you know, having to see what happened to their family members.
So what happens now?
We're waiting for a plea hearing on April 21st where District Court Judge Sam Medrano will say how he wants to see an end to this case. We do expect to see the families and survivors have a chance to also make their impact statements before this is finalized.
It's important to remind people also that this comes on the heels of a federal case, and the gunman is already serving time in that federal case. Tell us about that.
Right. The gunman pled guilty in federal court in 2023, and the federal judge in that case sentenced him to 90 consecutive life sentences where he would have to spend the rest of his life in a supermax facility. And so whatever the state of Texas decides, the state government and the federal government will decide where to place him. But ultimately, for the families and all the people who were impacted by this horrible and tragic attack, we'll finally, you know, be able to move on and not have to worry
about court hearings. It's also important to remind people that Crucius pleaded guilty to hate crimes, and that involved, what, him targeting, as he put it, Hispanics who were invading Texas?
Right, inspired by what's been known as the Great Replacement Theory, a white supremacist ideology that references an invasion of the United States and Texas by people from Latin American countries. We're seeing a surge in that kind of rhetoric online, and it continues to be an issue today.
KTP News has reached out to relatives of numerous victims and survivors, and you can read what they have to say in our story at ktp.org. For KTP News In Depth, I'm Angela Kocherga.